Random samplings of a logical mind, I'm Lynn Woolley. Answers to the stupid things liberals think conservatives think. Issue 1, Cartoon from Hell. Someone claiming to be Gina sent a cartoon by U.S. mail. This means Gina knows where I live, which is scary, so maybe I'll have the paper dusted for prints. Anyway, Gina appears to be a typical left-winger, accusing those of us on the right for doing what those of them on the left actually do. The cartoon by Jen Sorensen is comprised of 4 panels portraying conservatives as Trump-loving racists. I'll plead guilty to that last one, at least the loving Trump part. Trump absolutely made America great again in just 4 years, while it took Joe Biden just 6 months to screw it up again. In all fairness, Trump had some help building the best economy in history and fixing the southern border, and Biden had help too. China unleashed a worldwide pandemic that led to the cheating that got him elected. His handlers helped him destroy border security. Issue 2, Gina and Jen's not-so-excellent cartoon. Gina sent the cartoon, but Jen drew it, and it's left-wing nuts. In her first panel, liberal cartoonist Jen Sorensen accuses white people of congregating in Caucasian-only gated communities. Note that rich black people like Barack Obama and his former pastor, Reverend Jeremiah Wright, also like to live in exclusive neighborhoods. And Patrice Kahn Cullors, a co-founder of Black Lives Matter, has purchased no fewer than 4 very high-end properties. Grievance does indeed have its privileges. Panel 2 shows a conservative trucking along with a Confederate flag and what appears to be music that the left objects to, but liberals like to fly the BLM flag and sing the black national anthem. Oh, and one of their favorite songs is John Lennon's Imagine that celebrates socialism. Gina and Jan wouldn't be hypocrites, would they? Issue 3, Contemporary English. Panel 3 of the left-wing Jan Sorensen cartoon that my pal Gina sent me had me laughing out loud. It shows an ugly, fat, obviously ignorant conservative woman and has her saying, "Seems like the homos and the Orientals are everywhere." White Americans, says Sorensen, refuse to speak contemporary English. I guess she means like Latinx, cisgender, insurrection, and other current banalities of liberals speak. You wonder if she ever hears what Biden says. During the 2008 presidential campaign, he said, "You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent." Oh, but conservatives are the racists. Actually, it's conservatives that aspire to a colorblind society, while liberals like Sorensen obsess over race and identity politics all the time. Maybe she's just putting truth over facts. Stay tuned for more random samplings of a logical mind. I'm Lynn Woolley.